कपुरा चाहित क्या होता है, और वो ही होता है जो मंजूरे खुदा होता है। गुड मॉर्निंग एवरीवन, और नमस्ते, नमस्कार सीताराम, और अस्सलामु अलैकुम, एंड अ वेरी वार्म वेलकम टू योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग एडिशन ऑफ शबनम, एंड स्पेशली डिजाइंड टू असिस्ट यू विद योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग चोर्स एंड टू पुट यू इन ए पॉजिटिव एंड गुड फ्रेम ऑफ माइंड एंड टू ऑल्सो इग्नाइट स्पार्क्स ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल इंस्पिरेशन टू यू एंड योर लव्ड वंस। जहां कहीं आप मौजूद हो, अपने कामों से जरा सी मुहलत लेकर इन मस्तानों को सुनने के लिए तैयार हो जाइए। और ए बहारे बाग अरुणिया चंद रोज, देख लो इसका तमाशा चंद रोज, और ए मुसाफिर कूचका सामान कर, इस सलामे है बसीरा चंद रोज।
सच यही प्यार है, बाकी बंधन है सब झूठ के।
मेरी सांसों में घुल रहे प्यार की धीमी धीमी रागिनी।
तुम्हें देखो ना ये क्या हो गया, तुम्हारा हो मैं
दिन में होई कैसे जानू।
जागी जागी सी है फिर भी ख्वाबों में है, खोई खोई जिंदगी।
बनते दुल्हन प्रीत हमारी उलझन बन गई। बनते बनते दुल्हन प्रीत हमारी उलझन बन गई। मेरे दिल की धड़कन मेरी जान की दुश्मन बन गई। कुछ कह कह के मुझे रह रह के तड़पा रही है, याद आ रही है तेरी याद आ रही है।
जन्म जन्म का साथ है तुम्हारा हमारा, तुम्हारा हमारा। जन्म जन्म का साथ है तुम्हारा हमारा, तुम्हारा हमारा। इस जीवन में लेते जन्म दोबारा,
जन्म जन्म का साथ है तुम्हारा हमारा, तुम्हारा हमारा।
घूमे धरती सूरज चांद सितारे,
तब से मेरी निगाहें समझे तेरे इशारे। रूप बदल कर साजन
तक पहुँच न पाए।
खुशियों की खुशबू से महके घर संसार हमारा,
जन्म जन्म का साथ है तुम्हारा हमारा, तुम्हारा हमारा, हमारा हमारा।
Welcome to your Caribbean News Roundup on Shabnam Radio.
Welcome to your Caribbean News Roundup on Shabnam Radio.
Trinidadians plunged into mourning
following the death.
Trinidadians plunged
into mourning following the death.
Guyana is praised for its leadership in food insecurity.
Antiguans told to brace for increased fuel prices amid the Russia-Ukraine unrest.
With the details, I am Nicole Dukey. It was a somber week in Trinidad and Tobago as four divers lost their lives in a tragic incident. Five of them were working on a 36-inch pipeline in the Gulf of Paria when they were sucked in. However, one of them was rescued an hour later. He was The incident occurred last Friday at about 2:30 in the afternoon. The pipeline belonged to Paria Fuel Trading Company Limited. On Sunday, officials of Paria Trading announced that the rescue was converted into a recovery. They said, according to information gathered, chances of the divers surviving the ordeal would have been limited. The company's general manager, Mushtaq Mohammed, explained that a water displacement process would have been used to recover the bodies of the missing men.
There we are going to use pumps to pump liquid water into the pipeline at predetermined pumping rates to ensure there is an easy and smooth removal of fluids. We call it a liquid displacement process.
Trinidad's Energy Minister Stuart Young on Monday announced that a team would have been appointed to investigate the incident.
I want to inform the population that we have taken a decision that there will be an independent investigation carried out by the Ministry of Energy and Energy Industries. But we made it very clear that it will not be carried out by the Ministry of Energy's personnel alone.
Three of the bodies were recovered on Monday, while the fourth body was recovered early Thursday morning. Minister Young on Friday told the Parliament that counseling services offered to the families of the four deceased divers are for 1 year and will be expanded upon request. He said the services were offered to the families by Paria Fuel Trading Limited.
A traumatologist, Mr. Hanif Benjamin of the Center for Human Development and PEAPSL, have been engaged to provide counseling services to the dependents of the divers. This offer was initially made on the 26th of February 2022.
Meanwhile, attorneys representing the families signaled intentions to take Paria Fuel Trading Company Limited to court. This announcement was made on Friday by lead attorney Prakash Ramada.
We are intent, as we proceed, to take steps to bring all of these matters before a court of law, where evidence will be taken and will be subject to cross-examination, and at the end of which the country will hear, but more so the judiciary will be in a position to make assessment of the evidence and make determinations and judgments in these matters.
In some more news coming out of Trinidad and Tobago, that country's Prime Minister, Dr. Keith Rowley, announced an easing of COVID-19 restrictions. He said the government...
Thank you. तुझे ढूंढता था मैं चार सू, तेरी शान जलने जला हूँ, तू मिला करीब रगे गुलू, तेरी शान जलने जला हूँ, तुझे ढूंढता था मैं चार सू, तेरी याद में है कली कली है चमन चमन में हुबलली, तू बसा है फूल में हूबहू, तेरी शान जलले जलाल हो, तुझे ढूंढता था मैं चार सू, तेरे हुक्म से जो हवा चली तो चटक के बोली कली कली, है करीम तू है रहीम तू, तेरी शान जलले जलाल हूँ, तुझे ढूंढता था मैं चार सू, तेरा जलवा दोनों जहां में है, तेरा नूर कोनों मकान में है, यहां तू ही तू वहां तू ही तू, तेरी शान जलले जलाल हूँ, तुझे ढूंढता था मैं चार सू, तेरी शान जलले जलाल हूँ, तुझे ढूंढता
मुबारक है बड़ी इसकी फजीलत है।
ਜੀ ਰਾਮ ਸਤਿ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਅਕਾਲ ਜੈ ਗੁਰੂ ਦਾਤਾ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਰਾਮ ਅਸਲਾਮ ਵਾਲੇਕੁਮ ਵੈਲ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਬੈਕ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਅਪ ਐਂਡ ਰਨਿੰਗ ਇਟ ਵਾਸ ਅ ਹਾਰਡ ਵਨ ਇਨਡੀਡ ਗੈਟਿੰਗ ਬੈਕ You know, sometimes these things happen. It's about the second time ever since we've been broadcasting remotely from our own studios. Thank God we are up and running. Hello, hello, hello. Are you there? Hey, we are back, everybody. Hello. Apologize for that. I want to say welcome to my mother. You know, this lady at the studio, Olga's mom, I have her in my phone. I've been doing the radio program for so many years, as long as I can remember WTR, she was always here. A friendly voice, a beautiful lady. Want to say welcome back. She was on a little bit of a break, a holiday. Coming back from Poland, want to say welcome, Mama. We love you and thank you for being here. God continue to bless you. Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so I think we should be a little bit better. I want to say hello and assalamualaikum to our engineer, Riyad Rahmat. Hey, Riyad. Let me know how we are coming. To our friends in Trinidad and Tobago, we apologize. We got a late start. To our friend Chris Sukul, welcome. We promise to make up for lost time. You can text us 416-832-7293. Welcome again to the folks of the Imdad Old Islamic Center. Join us every day for the Azan, the call to prayer. Brought to you by the Imdadul Islamic Center, Amir Quality Meats, and the children of Lazina and the late Abdul Aziz. That's every morning before Fajr on Caribbean Showtime TV on all IP boxes or www.caribbeanshowtime.com. Download the app from www.caribbeanshowtime.com or Google Play Store. Remember, listen to the Azan, the call to prayer, every day before Fajr, brought to you by the Imdadul Islamic Center, Amir Quality Meats, and the children of Lazina and the late Abdul Aziz, on Caribbean Showtime TV and CaribbeanShowtime.com. Hey, well, we are off to a late start, but we promised the news is coming up in a little bit, and we did not forget the Hanuman Chalisa. That's coming up in a little bit, as we say hello and welcome to our friends in Guyana, Chris Sukul and family. Savvy, how are you? This is Shabdam Radio on a Saturday. Again, we apologize for having some technical issues at the beginning of the program. As you know, we are now producing the show from our very own studios at Caribbean Showtime Media Inc. And today we had a little bit of a glitch. We apologize for that.
Ramzan ka mahina
Well, of course, just to remind you that the Imdadul Islamic Center, we heard from Brother Usman this morning and the President Harun Sharif advising us that they are indeed preparing right now for the first iftar at the Imdadul Islamic, and they will be continuing every single day during the month of Ramadan. So please, those of you who have been fasting or fasting today, we ask you to, if you have time, please drop by and visit with them today at the Imdadul Islamic Jamaat. And that, again, we want to say thank you to all those who came out last weekend for the event at the Imdadul Islamic Jamaat. Here we go now with the news. Here is Nicole Dukey with the news.
Welcome to your Caribbean News Roundup on Shabnam Radio. In the headlines, Trinidad to lift all COVID-19 restrictions. A prisoner dies after being stabbed at the Georgetown prison. And St. Lucians told to brace for higher electricity bills. With the details, I am Nicole Dukey. The government of Trinidad and Tobago has taken a decision to remove all COVID-19 restrictions. However, that country's Prime Minister, Dr. Keith Rowley, said citizens will be required to wear masks in public spaces. The lifting of the restrictions will take effect from Monday, 4th April. The Prime Minister also announced that a negative antigen test will be accepted for visitors entering Trinidad and Tobago. Trinidad and Tobago has found itself in a prime position to benefit from a $5 million grant funding from the Inter-American Development Bank. That's according to Planning Minister Penelope Beckles. In a statement, the Ministry of Planning explained that this funding is geared towards meeting the developmental needs of the country through the exchange of information, technological know-how, and expertise. In some more news coming out of Trinidad and Tobago, police arrested 26 people earlier this week in the Tunapuna district for various offences. They were detained for gang and firearm-related offences and the possession of marijuana. Some of them were also held on outstanding warrants and for obstruction and resisting arrest. $500 million have been spent on incentives for vehicles in agriculture. This comes from Minister in the Ministry of Agriculture of Trinidad and Tobago, Avinash Singh. He, however, lamented that most times these vehicles are not reaching the farms. Minister Singh made the statement during day 3 of the FAO's 37th regional conference.
There's a vehicle subsidy that farmers can access. And many times for the last decade or so, we have spent in Trinidad close to $500 million TT in incentivizing farmers and their vehicles. And most times, Mr. Chair, some of these vehicles never really see a farm.
Minister Singh suggested that countries look at how they incentivize agriculture
and probably turn to incentivizing the production outputs to be more successful.
And that was the voice of Minister in the Ministry of Agriculture of Trinidad and Tobago, Avinash Singh. All schools in Trinidad and Tobago will reopen for physical classes on April 19th. Education Minister Dr. Nayan Gadsby-Dolly made the announcement at a media briefing earlier this week. Meanwhile, Director of School Supervision at the Education Ministry, Joy Griffith, said schools have been mandated to relax uniform requirements for students. Taking a look at news coming out of Guyana now. Development of several new housing schemes on the east bank of Demerara kick-started on Wednesday through a lot identification exercise with contractors. Approximately 20 contractors will soon be undertaking land clearing and infrastructure works such as road construction, pipe networks, drainage and electrification work in Little Diamond and Great Diamond Phase 2. Wednesday's activity allowed the contractors to further familiarize themselves with the area and address concerns. A number of areas where infrastructure works are ongoing were also visited. 800 part-time jobs were announced for Region 10 in Guyana as the government seeks to brace citizens during global economic uncertainty. The announcement was made by Vice President Dr. Bharat Jagdeo, who was in Region 10 meeting with residents. The Vice President, who was accompanied by several ministers and officials, was addressing the concerns raised by the residents. A similar announcement was made for residents of Region 2 earlier this week. In some other news, remanded murderer accused Mashash Rajpol died after suffering a stab wound to his chest during a brief altercation in Holden Bay 1 at the Georgetown B prison location. Investigators revealed that Rajpol had an argument with a fellow remanded inmate, murder accused Rajkumar Singh. Singh accused Rajpol of walking on his bed's face. A fight ensued between the duo, which resulted in the victim receiving one stab wound to his left side chest. An alarm was raised by inmates in Bay 1, resulted in a swift response by the officers on duty. The inmate was extracted and a first aid response was provided. He was taken to the prison infirmary where he was examined by the prison doctor. However, he succumbed during the process. Inmate Singh was interviewed by the police and has since been transferred to the Georgetown Prison A and isolated. The Customs Anti-Narcotic Unit and the Guyana Coast Guard have recovered over $79 million worth in marijuana. The KANU Special Operations Team, along with officers of the Guyana Defense Force Coast Guard, conducted a joint operation along the Upper Berbice River. During this operation, the officers searched a building that was occupied by several individuals, including minors. The officers reportedly discovered several parcels of suspected cannabis and arrested the occupants of the building. The narcotics, which tested positive for cannabis, had a total weight of 1,580 pounds. The cannabis is believed to have been intended for transshipment to another territory. You are listening to the Caribbean News Roundup on Shabnam Radio. It's time now to take a look at more news from the Caribbean region. The St. Lucia Electricity Services Limited has warned customers to brace for increased charges for the commodity. It blamed the ongoing war in Ukraine for affecting the price and availability of fuel worldwide. The company said the oil price has more than doubled as a result. It explained that despite its fuel price hedging program and renewable energy efforts to date, regrettably, the sharp increase in oil prices will result in increases in the fuel surcharge for electricity bills. The company is the only commercial generator, transmitter, distributor, and seller of electrical energy in St. Lucia. In some other news, Education Minister Curtis King says at least 379 students in St. Vincent and the Grenadines tested positive for COVID-19 during the first school term. He said the data collision has not yet been completed and that he would provide the information whenever it becomes available. King said the Ministry of Education continues to collaborate with the Ministry of Health and other stakeholders on the island to ensure the safety and well-being of all students, teachers, and other staff members. These include virtual learning, the wearing of masks, keeping physically distant from their peers and others, and constantly washing and sanitizing hands. Thermometers were also provided for temperature checks to be done at the entrance to the schools. Prime Minister of St. Kitts, Dr. Timothy Harris, said that his administration is currently exploring the possibility of wage and salary increases for workers in the Twinned Island Federation. He revealed that he has asked the Financial Secretary to consider the cost of granting the increase. Mr. Harris explained that uncertainty in the global environment, the prices of goods and services are increasing due to matters beyond the nation's control. The Prime Minister added that these would include measures to reduce gas prices at the pump and reduce taxes on certain grocery items. He also promised to devote the next 3 years of his term in making St. Kitts and Nevis the number one country in the entire world. He reminded the nation that while things were challenging due to the COVID-19 pandemic, his administration was able to deliver 3 stimulus packages while implementing income and support. And finally, a High Court judge in Antigua has sentenced a father to 18 years in jail after he admitted to having sexual intercourse with his 11-year-old daughter. The court heard that the child was raped at least 3 times by the 40-year-old man between 2018 and 2019. The court was told that in February 2018, the child and her brother was removed from the custody of their mother. They were placed with their father by welfare officials due to allegations that their mother was beating them. The child went to live with her father, who was in a relationship, and one day while his partner was not at home, he entered the child's room while she was sleeping on her stomach, pulled down her clothes, and proceeded to rape her. He then threatened to beat her if she told anyone, so she kept silent. In August 2019, the accused raped his daughter again in the same manner, repeating the threats. The court heard that the incestuous activity continued that same night when the victim and her stepmother were sleeping in the same bed and the accused climbed in between them. The father, whose name is not being disclosed to protect the child, admitted to 3 counts of unlawful sexual intercourse. The convicted man was given 18 years for each count of unlawful sexual intercourse with a minor. The sentences will run concurrently. We have come to the end of this week's Caribbean News Roundup right here on Shabnam Radio. My name is Nicole Duki. Invite anyone to join us again next time, where we keep you updated and informed on the latest developments in the Caribbean region.
You own a business, have an event you want people to know about. You want to spread the word to as many people as possible that your product or service exists. Call AdWorks International. AdWorks is an advertising agency which utilizes professionals in radio, television, and print advertising to help you get your company's message across. Your ad will be noticed by more people more quickly. AdWorks from concept to completion will deliver an ad that works. AdWorks International. Call 416-832-7293.
Addicted to you, Toronto, Canada. I'm definitely addicted to you guys. This is the music boss, Mr. Raymond from your Dilly Nadan. I just want to say a big thank you to all of my fans for making this wonderful event, the Everybody Loves Raymond concert, Cardiff, Saturday, May 14th, a sold-out event. And guess what? Just because we're sold out, we're adding a second show. Yes, a second show on Sunday, May 15th, right here at the Elite Banquet Hall, the Everybody Loves Raymond concert. It is the greatest news ever, guys, for all those who wanted tickets for the Saturday show. Now we've added a second show on Sunday, May 15th. Everybody Loves Raymond. I live in my best life. May the piyaki umadho itni sanam.
There's a new funeral home in Durham that combines elegance with affordability. Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, offering many services from traditional burials to simple cremations, plus great reception facilities to celebrate your loved one's life. Right now, funeral homes have a 30% allowed capacity, but this is a larger facility, so it's perfect for larger services. Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, striving to provide grieving families with compassion, care, and convenience. On Finley, near Bailey in Ajax. Online, acvc.info.
West Indian Friends at Care says, let's reunite and come together again on May 7 from 7 p.m. at GT Restaurant and Bar, 2074 Steeles Avenue in Brampton. It's a dinner and dance, and it's free, free, free. Must RSVP 416-568-5838. Must RSVP 416-568-5838. Or inbox West Indian Friends at Care Facebook. Watch out for the next big event coming in June at the Brampton Fairground, June 11th. Stay tuned to Caribbean Showtime and Shabnam Radio for more information.
Hi, this is the Chutney Soca Monarch Queen for 2022, your very own Ramraji Prabhu. And I will be in Toronto, Canada, Friday, April 8th at Inside Jack Rulers. And on Saturday, April 9th, District Launch for Mr. Paradise. Chutney to Go Concert. You don't want to miss that.
Why you doing that?
Woodland boy, you only mind in cat. But yes, silly house full of red rat. I tell you why that you're more than you're telling me, though. But you find the cat and that anywhere they go, Woodland boy. Yeah, we want to make this one, you know, when I come on stage. Darling, meet me tonight in the moonlight. Darling, love me tonight all alone. For I have a story to tell you. It's a story that's never been told. Remember that one? Alright. Maina boli chireya ka ghar liye jai. Maina boli. Remember that one? Ghar liye jai re, ghar liye jai. Ghar liye jai re, ghar liye jai. Maina boli. Hey, I can't wait to come.
I get your tickets to that one, of course, Savita Singh. Navin Yankaran, Ramratri Prabhu. $40, remember it would be a Jack Rollers coming up in Brampton. And of course, the show moves to the East End. District Lounge, and you heard it here. Raymond Ramnarayan is coming for two shows. Those of you who didn't get tickets, they are available now, ticketgateway.com. Get them while they're still available. That's a Sunday now. Saturday is completely sold out, but it's another show on the Sunday at the same venue. Mr. Paradise doing it nice. As we extend a warm welcome to Shanti James and her family back in Trinidad and Tobago. Understand her sister is already in the fasting mode, Ramadan Mubarak. Shanti James from the Danforth vacation in Trinidad. Enjoy, Shanti.
अब है जुदाई का मौसम तो पल का मेहमान कैसे ना जाएगा अंधेरा क्यों न थमेगा
Well, we have a long distance call all the way from Trinidad and Tobago. And who we have on the line?
Shyama Tiwari Hussein.
Assalamu alaikum, my sister.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Well, you have some greetings. I understand your mom is celebrating a big birthday. Go right ahead.
My mom is going. My mom is 98 years old today. Wow. And we would like to send greetings from her daughters, which is Indra, Shanti, Shama, and Lakshmi, and her son Tumesh. All from. I say Lakshmi?
Yes.
All from Trinidad.
All right, so mom is 98. That's two more years for the big century.
Inshallah.
Well, we want to wish her all the best, and of course. Happy to know that our friend Shanti James is there with you guys. And I understand that. So you'll be observing this month, and Shanti is there to help out with mommy so you could get a little break.
Yes. Inshallah.
Well, okay. So want to wish. Good. Very good. So, well, mom, I want to wish you all the best indeed. And let me find something nice. Keep listening. I'm going to find mommy a nice song. What's your mother's name?
Jazakallah khair for it.
And your mommy name is Dhanraji Tiwari, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so let me find something nice for mommy right now.
Inshallah, Jazakallah, Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Pehli mohabbat ka ehsaas hai ye. Kaise bataun ke kya pyaas hai ye.
Okay, so we're going to do this one for 98. 98 years old. Dhanraji Tiwari. Mom, happy, happy birthday. Best wishes on this your special day. It's actually today. Happy birthday from all the kids, of course, and all the way here from Toronto, Canada. Richard Aziz sending lots of love to you. Happy birthday.
दिल का नजराना देने तेरे घर आया मैं आया तुझको लेने दिल के बदले में दिल का नजराना देने मेरी हर धड़कन क्या बोले है सुन 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 सुन
साजन जी घर आए साजन जी घर आए दुल्हन क्यों शर्माए साजन जी घर आए
Again, we want to do this one as we extend a warm welcome to Dhanraji Tiwari. Happy birthday, Mom. Long distance all the way from Trinidad, your daughters, taking the time to call in so we could entertain you today. May God continue to bless you. Welcome to Nanda Maharaj, our Miss Sunshine. Hey, Nanda. Celebrating her 98th birthday, 98 years old. And still going strong, I understand. Dhanraji Tiwari, happy birthday. Of course, from all your children, grandchildren and great-grand, sending this one to you.
Suraj kab dur gagan se, chanda kab dur kiran se, khushbu kab dur pavan se, kab dur bahar chaman se.
Family Restaurant and Bar is Scarborough's largest West Indian family restaurant. Come and sample our delicious appetizers like our chicken wings, black pudding, and spicy shrimp. Great entrees such as chili chicken and Twilight spicy chicken. Give us a call at 416-754-6894. Twilight Restaurant and Bar, serving the best in Guyanese Chinese cuisine for the past 8 years.
The Shiva Mandir and Cultural Organization is having their second annual food drive and they're asking for your support with non-perishables, new clothes.